It's a raucous summer's evening in the Royal Room Bar in Seattle's Columbia City neighborhood.
All right, welcome to Disaster Net, everybody.
We're here with a room full of excited KUOW listeners.
Brian, come on up!
The reason they're excited? It's public radio quiz night, and the questions are all about disasters.
How hot exactly is the mud bath that makes up a lahar?
Listeners are trying to stump our panel of experts, but there's one question that our experts can't answer. Here's the MC of the night, Zeki Hamid.
Before we go to the playoff round, I do want to ask Steph's question, right?
Because
we tell, all right, so, says, if I have sealed jugs of water, store-bought, that are years past expiration, but not swollen, will they be safe to drink?
I don't know.
You stumped the chumps, I think.
Okay, so there you have it. Steph's question is, how safe is that bottled water that's been gathering dust in your garage or your basement? And if the big one hits, is it okay to drink? From KUOW in Seattle, this is Sound Cues, a podcast fueled by listener curiosity. I'm your host, Deborah Wong. Steph, I have been wondering the exact same thing. Because way back, years ago, we did a big series of stories on earthquake risk in the Pacific Northwest. And when I was doing all that reporting about subduction zones and shaky buildings, frankly, it made me pretty anxious. And the way I responded to that was by working really hard on preparedness. And that made me feel a lot better. At the time, the experts were saying that we should be storing water, a gallon per person per day, enough to last at least 3 days. So I did that. I gathered a ton of water and stuck it in the nooks and crannies of my garage, where it has since sat for years gathering dust. So I asked an expert on emergency preparedness to come over and evaluate my emergency water supply. His name is Matt Offlick, and he's from the Seattle Office of Emergency Management.
Okay, all right, so let's get rid of the bubble dispensers here.
Our first job was to unearth the bottled water in my very messy garage.
Let's see what we're working with here. Seeing like this, I don't even see a date right away. There could be one
on the package.
On the package, but yeah. Oh, I see a date. So best by 8/17/13.
13.
Oh
okay.
No, this says no. 15.
15. Okay.
So it looks like the manufacture date was probably 13. So. And they put those dates on. I mean, I think a lot of times people look to the date. That's really a manufacturer's choice. The FDA doesn't put any shelf life on bottled water. So it's kind of random how they put it on there. Maybe it's just their way to get you to buy more water. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So this expired 3 years ago?
Yes.
Will I be able to drink this if the big one hits?
I would say yes. I mean, really, most things point to the fact that it will probably change in taste a little bit and maybe even in color over time. But if that's what you have, then that's what you have.
But it should be okay.
Should be okay.
So Matt says my bottled water, which expired 3 years ago, is okay to drink. We even drank some. And it was fine. Nobody got sick or anything. But that isn't the only kind of water I have stored in my garage. For years, I also saved empty bottles, sanitized them, and filled them with water from the tap. I even dated them with a Sharpie. We found some of those as well, but it wasn't such a happy discovery. All right, here's an Ocean Spray bottle, and it says September 2012.
So that's pretty old.
That's pretty old. Is that too old?
Essentially, what you've done is you've taken tap water, filled up an old bottle, and then sealed it. So I would say that's very old for that.
Okay.
So if you have store-bought factory-sealed water, it can last a long time. But with this, it's not really a factory seal, so there's risk of things getting in there.
Hold this. I'm going to see what other dates are in there. So I'm guessing at the bottom here,
I'm impressed with the amount of water you have, I will say.
Yeah, there's a... Well, I'll tell you. Okay. So this one is an old grape juice container, and it's August 2010. So as we dig deeper, it gets older. This looks still, you know, it looks pretty good. I'm gonna open it up. Oh, this doesn't smell so good, actually.
Oh, look at the bottom of the lid.
Oh, yeah. There's mold on the bottom of the lid.
So, yeah, I mean, that's where, if you're filling up with tap water, really we'd be saying every 6 months you would want to cycle it out and refill.
Yeah.
Because there's just more risk of stuff getting in there.
All right, so now I know. The store-bought bottled water in my garage is okay to drink, but the water that I bottled myself is probably not. And in fact, we didn't even try it. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about another aspect of bottled water.
Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastics.
That's right, plastics. Stay with us.
Looking for more great local stories? We've got you covered. Our new weekly newsletter, The Best of KUOW, curates essential stories about the Puget Sound region and delivers them straight to your inbox. Subscribe for free by texting KUOW to 22828.
So Steph's question is it okay to drink bottled water that's way past its expiration date? The short answer is yes, but there is more to that answer. So let's talk to a scientist.
I'm Scott Meschke. I'm a professor of environmental health in the School of Public Health at the University of Washington.
Meschke is a microbiologist, and he knows a lot about things that grow in water.
So I am a water guy. So one of the primary media that I study is water.
And even though water never expires, and you're probably okay drinking bottled water that's very old, Meschke says ideally you should do the following.
Good practice is every 6 months or so for home bottled water. You should change it out or replenish it. Whereas with store-bought water, you're probably good out past 2 years. The rule of thumb I follow is about every 2 years to at least check on it.
And Meschke says you should also pay attention to the type of plastic that your water is stored in. You can do that by looking at the numbers that are printed on the plastic inside that little triangle.
Well, not all plastics are the same. Okay, so plastics generally get characterized based on their ability to be recycled as 1 through 7. So some of those plastics are recognized as food safe. And so certainly type 1 PET is the most common you see for, say, Dasani bottles. And that's the bottle that has been shown to really withstand the pressures of bottling liquids over time.
It's the number 7 plastic. The plastic that's used for things like sports bottles or camping bottles that might contain the chemical that we've all been hearing about, BPA. So Meschke says he would not recommend using those bottles for long-term storage of water. At the same time, he says, for your emergency kit, it might not make that much of a difference.
It would be long-term exposure to BPA and most of these other compounds to cause much of a health concern. And so a short-term exposure in, say, an emergency situation is probably not anything you're going to worry about.
But Meschke says there's another thing that can happen to plastic. It can break.
The bottles in my garage actually cracked and leaked all over our cabinet.
Uh-huh. Is this like really thin plastic or something?
It were the HDPE milk jug type of jugs.
Okay. And for no, like there was no trauma, there was no...
No trauma, no temperature variations that were unusual. Just I think the pressures inside the plastic and just it cracked.
Okay. Well, that, so it would be good to know before the earthquake hits whether your water has all leaked out of its container. Okay. So this is Meschke's list. Change out your home bottled water every 6 months. Change out your store-bought water every 2 years. Don't use number 7 plastic bottles for long-term storage of water. Oh, and make sure your water hasn't exploded and is leaking all over your floor. Now, that's kind of a long list, and we should acknowledge that the experts are asking a lot of us here. It's not that easy to remember to do all these things and to find time to do them and to keep motivated to do them. It's even hard for the experts, like Scott Meschke.
And I had to be honest, we had a couple gallons of water, but since those leaked out, I haven't replenished them. So,
The water guy and you don't have a water supply?
No, but you know what? We've got a lake and I have a backpacking pump. So I have very little concern that I can't get enough water in the short term.
Which lake are you talking about?
Lake Washington.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay? I mean, I to pump out of? Okay.
You know, if I got a pump that will remove, you know, 99.9% or more of what I'm worried about.
Meschke says he knows this is probably not a great plan. And if the big one hits, you don't want 3 million people trying to pump water on the shores of Lake Washington. He promised that he would stop at the store on the way home to buy bottled water. We'll check on him to make sure he does. And if the big one does hit, like tomorrow, and all you have is this moldy water in ocean spray bottles in your garage, like me, don't worry about it. You can boil it, add a few drops of bleach, or run it through a water filter, and you should be okay. This episode of Sound Cues was inspired by a question from listener Steph. Sound Cues is a podcast fueled by listener curiosity and is a production of KUOW in Seattle. Do you have a question about Puget Sound? We're listening. Go to kuow.org/soundcues or email us at soundcues@kuow.org. That's Sound Cues with a Q. Your question might become our next episode. Sound Cues is produced by Matt Martin. Jim Gates is our editor. Our production team includes David Hyde, Anna Boyko-Wyrock, Gil Agutter, Brendan Sweeney, and Jill Jackson. Michael Parker composed our theme music. I'm your host, Deborah Wong. Thanks for listening.